After 24 years of driving veterans to their medical appointments, Jeff Snow knows pretty much every back road in Vermont and most of New Hampshire.
It's the trouble, I can drive you all over the place around here, but a lot of times trying to remember street names and stuff, I just automatically go to them now.
Snow manages a fleet of 14 vans for Disabled Veterans of America. As in many parts of the country, DAV operates a volunteer shuttle service that runs regular trips to Vermont's only VA hospital in White River Junction and to local outpatient clinics.
Some of our vans have put on 200 miles just getting here, and you know, they do go out the back roads.
Today, Snow's picking up veteran John Scherer from his dialysis appointment in Lebanon, New Hampshire. We pull into a tucked away office plaza where Scherer's been receiving treatment for the last few hours.
Hey, John.
Scherer's a matter-of-fact guy who served in the Army in the late 60s. As he's gotten older, he's had some serious health issues.
I'm in stage 5 kidney failure. The kidneys are not cleaning out the bloodstream.
Scherer needs dialysis 3 times a week. But living in small-town Vermont makes it hard for him to get to treatment. Vision problems prevent him from driving. There's limited public transportation. Dialysis starts early in the morning, so to get there, he takes a taxi.
I have to be there at 6 o'clock. And let's face it, nothing's running. So taxi fare from my house to here is $20 a day or $60 a week.
DAV volunteers pick him up when he's done with his appointment.
And that saves me the taxi fare back.
It's not a perfect solution, but it helps. Robert Burke, director of the Vermont Office of Veterans Affairs, says a lot of the state's veterans rely on the VA's CHOICE program. It allows veterans who live more than 40 miles from the nearest VA hospital to get care in the community. The VA then reimburses their health care provider. But Burke says participating providers often have long wait times, so a lot of vets opt to travel to the VA hospital instead. That can be hard, he says, especially for veterans who live near the Canadian border.
You can't go to Canada for your health care. You know, you've got to head south.
The one advantage, he says, is that Vermont is a lot smaller than other rural states. You can drive from one end to the other in about 3.5 hours.
It's a long way, but if you're getting good care, you'll do it a couple of times a month.
Scherer is familiar with those long drives. He used to live in Bethlehem, New Hampshire, about 90 miles from the VA hospital. He remembers the first time he used the DAV van service back in 2001. He was really sick and didn't know why.
And I came down here because I was in all kinds of misery. I got into the van, I could barely walk.
A volunteer driver hightailed it from his house to the hospital, but it still took over an hour to get there. Scherer was rushed into the ER.
When I got out of the van, the first thing he did was they put me into a wheelchair. I was in the last stages of congestive heart failure. So if it wasn't for the DAV services, you wouldn't be talking to me today.
For the next 10 years, Scherer made the 180-mile round trip to the VA hospital a couple times a week. Ultimately, he moved to White River Junction to be closer to VA care. It's not as convenient as living in a big city like Boston or New York, but he likes the small-town feel. As we get closer to his house, Scherer points out the turn.
So next corner, turn right, and turn into the first driveway on the right.
We pull in, and Scherer lets Jeff Snow know his plans for next week.
I have a doctor's appointment at 11.
Will do.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Enjoy your weekend.
I'm Sarah Harris in White River Junction, Vermont.